Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton. I'm your host, and this is True Religion Radio. And today we're going to talk about being compelled to be humble. Now, you need to understand that God doesn't want to destroy you. He doesn't want you to suffer for your sins or mistakes. That's why he died on the cross, suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane, so that those that would repent wouldn't have to suffer as he did. But those that don't repent are going to have to suffer even as he did, which suffering caused him, even God, to bleed from every pore. And I can tell you that you'll never know how excruciating that suffering was unless you're a partaker of it. And you don't want to be that. So people have asked me, what about deathbed repentance? Well, let me explain this to you, and I think it'll make sense to you. I have seen individuals who committed great sins and basically came down with a terminal condition. I've seen those individuals humble themselves. I've seen them humble themselves before God. I've seen them show a contrite, a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And I've seen them consistently plead with the Lord for forgiveness, acknowledging their sins, telling him everything that they've done without hesitation. He can't hide it anyway. So not to a priest, not to a minister, not to a bishop, but to the Lord directly, because he's the only one that can forgive sins, God. Now, when you've done that, you continue to supplicate him. You continue to go through your life, and you continue to repent and ask the Lord to forgive you. And as you do that, what you're going to find is that as long as you are sincere and as long as you're humble and as long as the sin isn't murder, you're going to be blessed to be forgiven. And I tell you that if you do this, then you can die peacefully. You can have peace for the remainder of your days, regardless of what's going on in your life. This is the blessing of the humble and penitent. Now, I've seen other individuals who were so hardened in their heart that even as they went through a terminal illness, they were so proud, they were so, I don't know how to say this, overcome by evil, so influenced by evil, that they refused to humble themselves. They refused to acknowledge their sins before God. They refused to repent. And to the dying day, they cursed God and they blamed him for their problems, when in reality, they're the ones who made their own choices and their own decisions. And all I can tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. Now, one of the stories in the Bible that I love is a story of a woman who came to the Savior when he was dining at one of the chief Pharisees' houses. And when he sat down, or lounged down to eat, I guess, like they had lounges, I believe, this woman came to him and she literally wiped his feet with her tears and dried his feet with her hair, crying and crying and crying. Now the Pharisee looked on the woman and he said, if this man, speaking of Jesus Christ, knew what manner of woman this was, he wouldn't let her touch him. That's what he was thinking in his heart. And Jesus looked at him and he said to him, he says, when I came in here, did you offer me water to wash my feet, a towel to dry them? No. This woman hasn't ceased crying and washing my feet, and she hasn't ceased to dry them with her hair. He looked down on her and he said, woman, thy sins are forgiven thee. And her sins were great. The Pharisee knew about her. And literally, he was offended, but Jesus Christ forgave her of her sins. So I want to quote Isaiah. Isaiah said, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall become white as wool. And that's the promise. So I'm telling you right now that if you haven't gone through a humbling experience, maybe your life has been all peaches and cream, it's coming. The whole world is going to feel the humbling and chastening hand of the Lord if they don't repent. And understand that God chastens us, not because he wants to destroy us, but because he wants to bring us to humility and also to bring us to repentance so we don't have to suffer after we die, so we can have peace. And so that instead of going to hell, we can go to paradise because we're free of sin. We're clean. Understand, this isn't, one time event where, you know, you pray and you're good. No. You got to keep at it until you get that comforting, peaceful feeling from the Holy Ghost, letting you know that your sins are forgiven you. And my friends, it's powerful. And once your sins are forgiven you, and you can have peace. You got to name every single one of them. Now, as I said, we are looking at a tidal wave right now of chastening. Now, I shouldn't call it that. I should say consequences. Consequences of our collective choice. Maybe not as individuals. And if you suffer and you don't deserve it, well, your reward's that much greater in heaven. But if you do deserve it, the paths are clear. You can choose to be obstinate. You can choose to be arrogant. You can choose to be proud. You can choose to be self-righteous. You can choose to rationalize and to justify your choices, or you can acknowledge your sins, your mistakes before God, and ask Him to forgive you for them. And you can do your best to make amends, because that, my friends, is repentance. And I promise you, if you do this, that you will find peace and you will find forgiveness, and you're not going to have to worry about what comes after this life. You're not going to be afraid. Now, last but not least, I recommend that you also do your best to learn about God. And you really need to make the scriptures part of your daily activities. Read scriptures in the morning. Read them with your spouse. Read them with your kids. Help them to learn who Jesus Christ was. I always recommend starting off with the New Testament. And, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's four different witnesses of his life, each one with a different perspective. So that's where you're going to start, with the four Gospels. And then as you go through the four Gospels, pray and ask the Lord, ask God to show you who Jesus Christ was. You need to come to a knowledge of who He is, because you can't have faith in something unless you have knowledge or understanding of it. Now, faith comes first, then knowledge follows. Now, if you have the Spirit of the Lord testifying to you that something is true, there's your knowledge. And when you have knowledge, you can also have wisdom, which means you can govern your choices so that you don't make those big mistakes, and so that you can continue to stay on that straight and narrow path that leads directly to the kingdom of God. Understanding that the forces without are going to continue to try to pressure you into your old ways, but you have the freedom to go to the Lord and ask Him to strengthen you and to bless you so that your weaknesses can become strengths. Whatever they are, I don't care. You know, the first step is to acknowledge the weakness, to say, yeah, I have a problem. And I'm not talking go to your priest or go to your bishop or go to your minister and say, hey, no. There is no intercessor for between you and Jesus Christ. You have to go to Him directly. You have to be humble. You have to confess. You have to literally lay out every single transgression that comes into your mind. And you literally have to beg and plead with Him for forgiveness and ask Him if there's anything else you need to do in order to obtain it. And understand that if there's something you need to do, He'll let you know. And I promise you, as you do this, that you'll have peace. You don't have to wait until you have a terminal illness. You could do this today. Peace, my friends, is everything. If you have peace, nothing else matters. It doesn't matter what the world is doing. It doesn't matter what's on the news. It doesn't really matter, because you come to the realization that this is not your final destination. We are not here for longer than a moment of time. That's it. And this is all of this is it's a shadow of what exists in the eternities. So if there's something you like here, just imagine what that would be in its perfect form in the next life. And I promise you that that place where everything's in its perfect form is the kingdom of heaven. And that, my friends, is our goal. If your goal is to become rich and powerful in this world, to be noticed, to have fame or fortune, repent. And as you repent, focus on the praise of God instead of the praise of the world. Go to the Lord and ask Him, who am I? Tell me who I am, who I really am. And show me so that I can understand my relationship with Thee. This is Paul Drockton. God bless my friends. I know He will. And have a great day.